Hey everybody, we're going to get started with our speaker and continue to enjoy the food and a good conversation, but try to keep the conversation to the level that I think is here with Steve. We've got a great dynamic speaker. I'm going to let Otto introduce him.
So I just wanted to thank you guys again for showing up and enjoying our speaker for the evening, afternoon. Longtime libertarian activist for 15 plus years, the co-founder of Liberty Memes, the dadman himself, Mr. David Gay. So I think it's pretty ridiculous that I'm called dadman. I mean, I am a dad. I got four kids. I got three in the car. They thought that this was boring. So, I mean, it is a nerdertarian convention. So, you guys get done with your nerding yet, or you got like more of that to do later? Oh my god! Yeah, but once you're done with that, right? Like, that's it, right? You did what you did for liberty, and it's smooth sailing for the Libertarian Party from here on out, right?
Exactly.
We're gonna win every election. Oh my gosh, it's gonna be awesome. So, I am here to tell you how libertarian philosophy and voluntarist philosophy can change the world outside of politics just by being silly, just by making people laugh or making people think. And this is kind of how I felt today. Didn't really have anything prepared, So I'm living through, what's his name, Roger here, and I definitely feel alien. By the way, I'm kind of alien because this is a challenge for me because I don't actually speak English in my house. We speak Spanish in our house. ¿Es verdad, niño, verdad? Sí. Ah, yeah, sorry. So, go ahead. I think you guys deserve to just kind of relax and laugh for a little bit. I've noticed that the world has been just so turned inward with all that COVID nonsense and riots and protests and anger at elections and media manipulation of this and that and should you get the vaccine, should you not, and inflation and all this other stuff. Is there shortages and impending collapse and all this stuff? And we're all like, well, I got to take care of me and mine. I'm not going to be able to worry about anybody else's problems. And it's actually caused a lot of people to be really mean and horrible to each other. And I think the best way to be horrible to each other is through memes. Because you can use them to help people. And I'll explain why. Go ahead. This is really going to be stupid, by the way. Ron Paul told me, David, if you're not having fun, you're probably doing it wrong. That's a paraphrase because I cannot remember. It was like 15 years ago. We were at dinner together. And it's funny because I called him old at that dinner table. So here's the story. You guys want a Ron Paul story? I got like 100 of them. So I'm at a dinner table with Ron Paul, right? Oh, actually, this one's really crazy. You're not going to believe it. Okay, so I should definitely tell it. So we were in Ithaca, New York, and I got to give the introductory speech to his 2012 campaign stop at Cornell University. I didn't even go to college, so an introductory speech for a presidential candidate at an Ivy League school, that's pretty awesome. A little bit of street cred I'm trying to throw in, see? So he says, what do I do with the afternoon? I said, well, there's a waterfall nearby. You could take Carol and you could walk there. And they actually did. They spent the afternoon after our lunch before the speech taking a hike in the middle of the woods in upstate New York. And when he gets to the waterfall, which is like 3 miles in the trail, with no way out but back where he came from, somebody runs up and says, oh my gosh, you're Ron Paul. I can't believe you're Ron Paul. And he says, it occurred to me that I am currently number two in line in the Republican primary to potentially replace this extreme warmonger, Barack Obama, and I'm in the middle of the woods in upstate New York and nobody knows where I am. He was like, this is pretty crazy. So a year later, we were in Colgate University in the green room, and before Ron Paul got there, they said, we're going to bring him here to you, but just don't let the door shut behind you because it locks from the outside, and we won't be able to get to you if you know nobody's around. And sure enough, he walks in and shuts the door. And we're stuck in there. We're like, you know, the guy just told me that the president of Mexico was in here last week and got locked in and thought the cartel was trying to put a hit on him. And he just looks around and he says, me and my brother, just, conspiracy. Just an awesome human being. Go ahead. I don't know who pulled my files from kindergarten. This is just so perfect. These are not my memes. Like, I actually do make memes, but I decided I don't give a crap. I'm going to post these ones because they're more fun than mine. Next. It's in yours, Otto. Go ahead. Get that out of here. How many of you do this? How many of you do this? How many of you actually explain to the clerk that all American money is fake? I do it every single time. Anytime they're checking, I'm like, you know it's fake, right? And they don't know what to do with that. But it's an opportunity to teach somebody about the principles of sound monetary policy. A libertarian future. So you heard me speak in Spanish a second ago. My wife is actually a political refugee from Cuba. My father-in-law was a political prisoner in what was called the UMAP concentration camps in the mid-60s. These concentration camps were hardcore, and they're definitely comparable to what the Nazis did to the Jews. And it's right off the coast of our country. And that government continues to do those things with impunity. So just as long as we're here, I want to remind everybody that I hate communism. And commies. I don't hate commies per se if they're not trying to kill people, but you get what I mean. Okay, how many of you is this? So there's a Facebook group now called Screenshots of Spike Cohen Comments.
Yeah.
Guess who has two thumbs and runs that? It's a rising star, Hannah Cox. Hello, I love you, Hannah. I just figured there's probably some incels in here that love Hannah, so I was just like, put her up there. Thanks. There's got to be like three of you that actually just did that equation. Next. I'm going to teach you guys in Spanish. You know how corvid is a crow? In Spanish, it's cuervo. So Jose Cuervo is actually Jim Crow. This is true. It really is. How many ladies want to live like this? Come on. Where am I? Libertarian Party? Oh, man. You know, I thought this would get people moister than an oyster in the Chesapeake Bay. I'm not condoning violence, per se. For legal reasons, these are jokes. For personal reasons, wouldn't that be hilarious? And that's why I don't vote. Sorry, guys.
Oh, no! It was spicy.
Didn't know the morning, right?
controversy.
It's flat.
Like, if I was going to try to be a female, I'd probably still be flat, too. But anyway.
Well, actually, I'm a dad, so I guess. You guys want to see my...
No.
Because the more you know. This is important. Let me be clear. That's my Barack Obama. That's all I got. My brother and I, in 2016, gave a presentation to the Libertarian Party Convention in the state of Texas. And we put that quote up without Roger Rabbit on it. Everybody thought, oh, that's amazing. What an amazing quote. And then we wrote, Roger Rabbit. And they're like, oh, holy crap, you got me. It's true. It's true. This is very important. You guys need to learn to enjoy yourselves sometimes. That's right. I'm preaching. It is. This is just your daily reminder. Next. So, my brother and I started Liberty Games in 2013 as a way to continue our activism in the Ron Paul Revolution. That's right, we consider ourselves the Ron Paul Revolution, or the remnant of it, because it's kind of slowed down. I remember in the Ron Paul Revolution, one thing that we implicitly did for each other was anything each other asked that would advance the movement. At any time, we could be opposing factions, or we could be, you know, whatever, trying to build our group here and that group there, and well, we're the lovely Liberty Ladies, and we're the Mises Caucus, or whatever we called each other back then. And we just took care of each other. Oh, you want a blimp? Here, here's a blimp. Oh, you want, oh, Liberty Rider, you want a motorcycle? Here, here's a motorcycle. Oh, you, oh, Granny Honeycutt, you want an RV with Ron Paul plastered all over it? Here you go. It just, it happened like that on, Chipin.com at the time, which was rolled into GoFundMe. And we just always took care of each other. It was just something we did. So when we started Liberty Memes in 2013, we were like, you know, memes are a pretty powerful way to continue spreading the message. They go viral very quickly. And so you are not going to believe this, but my brother and I are basically the reason there's a libertarian political meme game. No, it's really important. You're supposed to flaunt over me right now. I don't know why. You'll find out in the next slide.
There's something worse than this. There's Cheeto mac and cheese. Hot Cheeto mac and cheese.
That's pretty good.
Wait.
That's what the gummies was about. Oh, Emily. So, in 2018, I formed a group called Liberty Memes Community Group. It's like total, just total shit show, by the way. I love it. Because I'm a defender of free speech and free expression, and I don't mind when people get into arguments as long as they're not trying to actually destroy each other's lives. Words can't hurt you. Anyway. So, around the same time, voluntarism in action was really getting ramped up, and they got started with a cause for a kid named Tegan who needed a kidney transplant. And now you can't buy a kidney. You should be able to, but you can't. And anyway, we funded basically the hospital stay and the amount of time that parents would be out of work and things like that. We teamed up with them, and that was in, I think, April of 2018. It was very inspiring to be able to comment on someone's GoFundMe, libertarians care. Liberty Memes sent me. We're here to help. Libertarians are here to help. And I thought that was really, really important where, say, for example, in the welfare state, or right here in the city of Baltimore, the promise is that the welfare state is going to take care of you better next year. Every single time, well, I've got to keep voting for that person because they're going to keep taking care of me, or at least they said that they're going to make it better next time. when has that promise ever come true from a politician? In fact, you can see right down the road, it only makes everything worse for everybody. So when libertarians come into a situation like that and say, well, I don't care if you vote for me or not, because I don't mean to be honest, you guys don't care if anybody votes for you. Sorry. I just like to pick on people. It's the thing I do. But when you do that, you make a big difference in their lives. And they say, you know, that politician who came here and I voted for didn't do this for me, but libertarians did. That's when you start making a difference in the culture before making a difference at the ballot box. And that's what I'm all about. So Emily here, just one example of somebody that needed a wheelchair van. And this was a couple of years ago. After a while, I started doing these GoFundMes and fundraisers for people to pay their rent and pay their groceries and hospital bills and surgeries. And we even paid the entire mortgage of somebody's house. Our group every single Friday would ask if anybody in the group was hungry, and online internet randos would send a pizza to somebody's house across the country, sometimes across the world. And it was just, we have the ability to do this, so why don't we do this? And it's just a really good thing that we do. So Emily, next slide. That's Emily in the wheelchair van that we crowdfunded for her. And she's going to college because she has an accessible vehicle to be able to drive herself there. Next. And that's her saying thank you to Liberty Memes. Next. Ah, Spike. Spike is a beautiful human being. Spike, I was in Texas, and this little dirty politics in the Texan Libertarian Party. He invited me to be the MC for his rally in Houston. Was it, what was the election, 2020? And I got there, I drove from New York, and within 15 minutes of the time when I was supposed to take the stage to MC this entire rally, and the guy just before Spike, when I was supposed to get up and introduce Spike, he was like, anyway, here's Spike Cohen. That kind of pissed us all off, but he did it because he's a politician, and he was going to win his political points by being the guy who introduced him. So Spike said, David, when I'm done here, you're going to close out the rally and say whatever you want. So he let me promote voluntarism and doing these causes after his campaign speech was done, which is that's the kind of amazing person Spike is. And so Spike is actually in these groups that I run. Right now I have a group called Wheelchair Vans from Liberty Memes Fans. And I'll explain why. Next slide. Because of Tom Queter here. You guys know Tom Queter?
Yeah.
You ever see a memes of him where it says, I run better than the government? He has an amazing sense of humor. We were doing Celebrity Family Feud at the New York State Libertarian Party Convention. Spike was on, Tasha's husband was on my team, and Tasha was on my brother's team. My son was there. And Tom was on my team. We won, by the way. And Tom ran over my foot with his wheelchair. That thing is a tank. And then he says, did I run over your foot? Because I don't feel it when I do, but I snapped somebody's leg in half with this once. And I'm such an idiot. Like, I'm very insensitive. I mean, like I said, I try to prepare myself to deal with humans every day. And I said, wow, you must have felt really bad when you did that, huh? I'm just a jackass. I said, he's like, yeah, actually, I did. I felt bad, but I couldn't stop making jokes because it's something that I do. Nervously, probably. Anyway, Tom got a wheelchair van because while we were there, he said, I need a wheelchair van. And I said, oh, well, we'll do this. And when we funded it, I realized in a couple of years now, Liberty Memes has crowdfunded 3 wheelchair vans. We have the makings of our own fleet of wheelchair vans rolling around. So I started the group. Next. And then, bam, we gave Lars a wheelchair van and we helped her get a lift system to get into her car. And next. And we helped Tom get a vehicle. He's in North Carolina. Next. And Justice here. That's the one Spike was mentioning in that post. And this was all from December to now. Over $250,000 crowdfunded for 15 different causes for people who need wheelchair vans, home remodeling, all sorts of things for accessibility. And the reason I focused on that particularly, instead of where I used to always just be, hey, you need help with your rent, you need help with groceries, I know you can make an impact that way, but I also wanted to do something that didn't create dependency. Also, I'm not a communist, and even if it's a libertarian communist, communism always fails. And there's a lot of people that don't appreciate it, even though you've taken care of their lives. I mean, it happens. We see the Libertarian Party, we take care of each other all the time, and then stab each other in the back. Well, the hell are we doing that for? We gotta stop doing that. This bullshit. Anyway. I lost my place because I'm angry. I'm fired up. But this is the thing. I feel a calling toward helping people through the liberty message, specifically through the libertarian message, through the liberty, through the voluntarist messages. Why? Because where else do we have to go? Who else on this planet cares about our privacy, cares about letting us alone to live our lives peacefully, and cares about the prosperity of humanity? Really, nobody. We have no home with the Republicans. We have no home with the Democrats for a myriad of reasons. And I just feel that when we turn ourselves inward, like we have been, when we fight with each other, when we're supposed to be the ones that are, the beacon of hope for the world, I feel that we set ourselves back, and not just in an immediate sense, I feel that the whole of human enlightenment, what got us this liberty experiment in the first place, is people actually caring about what happens to other people besides themselves. I know we have this mentality among libertarians of, well, don't touch my ducats, don't tax me, don't this and that. But you know, it's okay for people to like us. So it's okay to voluntarily give to help people with things. And I just feel that when we turn ourselves inward and we neglect charity and when we neglect caring about other people and even when just we neglect being concerned, you know, with being likable individuals, we set humanity back to times before that enlightenment. And you see it with the way people treat each other nowadays. And we don't have to do that. So, next. You just kind of... Oh, Emmeline. So Emmeline, she's beautiful, and she got her wheelchair van, and I think she's in Portland, Maine, and the news covered it and said, and she told them that Liberty Means crowdfunded the van, and the news said the local community came together for this little girl. Which, whatever, I don't need the credit. I'm really happy that she got what she needed. And her family knows. And we know. But it's kind of lame that the news would be like, well, and we cannot give credit to libertarians for something right now.
Enemy
kind
of
sucks.
The people.
Yeah. I know, I'm an enemy of the people because I took care of this sweet girl and whatever. Next. Let's just scroll through those. Oh, that's a great one. She needed what's called a Merkle bike, where you're in a wheelchair and you have an attachment in front and you can use it to get your feet moving again. She's paralyzed from the waist down, and she's learning to walk again. And I think one day she's going to learn to walk again. That's the thing. This stuff is amazing. There was a 2-year-old who was going blind, and we paid for the therapy, and she could see. I mean, this is really amazing stuff. It really does change the world. And when you do that in someone's life, they tell the local civic organization, or they tell, you know, their church, or they tell their friends and family or their coworkers, hey, nobody else, you guys weren't even there for me, but libertarians were. I think that's really, really impactful. I think that's something that we can all be involved in. I don't care if it's through what I'm doing or through it's something local. As Spike told me, when people ask him, what do I need to do to run for office? He says, well, what do you do in your community now? And they say, well, what? I'm in the party. So, you know, no, what do you do in your community? I don't care about what you do for the party. I want to know what you do in the community that you're trying to run to represent. I think that's important to keep in mind.
Thank you.
Oh, you guys remember LaVoie Finnegan?
Yeah.
His daughter was visiting his grave during for the anniversary of his death, and her van broke down. So he's like, hey, well, we're doing vans right now, so here, here's one for Miss Finnegan. Next.
Thank you.
attention of what ran over his foot.
Yeah, actually. Did you guys get rid of these business cards? All right, so if you guys want to pass that around.
Or you've got them on your table, I think. I'll stand to that one.
Okay. That's a project that I'm launching to do this on a secular level. I say secular meaning outside of the cathedral of the Libertarian Party or of the Liberty Movement. And because I think that this voluntarism, that this experiment in voluntarism has a place in our overall society. You know, people will look at us as the ones who are leading this. As people who are liberty-minded are the ones leading this. And what I want to do is I'm launching a project called Memes with a Purpose. The reason I say Memes with a Purpose is, you see, all I have to do is make you guys laugh with some silly memes about nicotine Fig Newtons. And you click share on that, and it builds an audience. And then I can turn around and I can say, hey, audience, we have somebody in need that we can take care of. It's really quite simple. That's what I've been building since 2013. That's the goal, is to just always be able to take care of people in the name of liberty. So I did it this way because this is not going to have politics attached to it. It's just going to be some normie memes that just make people laugh. And if you click share, you're automatically helping build that audience, and you're automatically sharing the causes that are posted to that page. It's pretty simple. And Tom brought another cause to my attention, which is the one that I'm working on right now. And what I'm going to do is, if I'm allowed to, I'm going to tell you guys the cause that I'm working on is for someone who had a leg amputated after multiple infections from knee surgeries. And so we're going to remodel his house for handicapped accessibility. And if you donate to that cause, and you can find it on Memes with a Purpose, on any of those links, you can find the link to that cause, and send me a message with a screenshot that you heard about it from the Libertarian Party convention in Maryland, then I will enter you for a drawing for this Ron Paul autographed baseball that he gave me. So just so you know, like, you guys can actually get involved in the health cause right now. What else we got up there, bud? That's the thing. If we don't believe in the welfare state, what are we doing to replace it? It's not enough to tell everybody or to tell the voters in Baltimore, we're going to get rid of your welfare. How do you think that's going to fly? This is why I do this. This is why we should be engaged in this type of thing, because we are laying the groundwork, and we can prove right now, and since 2018 alone, over $2 million has been raised just through a small libertarian meme page that's been zucked multiple times. By the way, I coined the phrase zuck. Zuck's taken down multiple times, banned, shadow banned, can't reach anybody, only 40,000 followers at any given time, 10, 15, 40,000 followers at any given time. Not a big deal, not anything with a blue check mark, not something that would have notoriety. Raising $2 million for people in need and changing people's lives. Imagine what we can do. I mean, I know this is kind of, it's not necessarily what us nerds are into. We're like, well, what's this? You know, I need to know procedure here and all this other stuff. But this is something that we can do to reignite what I like to say is the Ron Paul revolution, but just a liberty revolution in this country. Libertarians, this is why I'm giving speeches at Libertarian Party conventions, because we can really be changing the world right now, outside of politics, laying the groundwork for all the stuff that we're doing in politics. And thank you for your time.
Thank you, David.
I'm going to eat.